Hey everybody, welcome back to my podcast. I'm Ms. Rux9, and welcome back to my thoughts. I have a fun-ass headache, and it's not great. So, trying to think last time I talked to y'all, I think it was a couple of days ago. So anyway, I decided to go to the doctor yesterday because of my foot. I did not sprain anything. Well, I just bruised the shit out of my foot, but I didn't like sprain my ankle or anything like that. I just rolled my foot really bad because my bruises are out of control. They're better-ish today. Still have ice on and trying to elevate and stuff like that. It's starting to go a little bit towards my ankle now, but like it's manageable. I need to take some medicine in a little bit. Like not medicine, but like Aleve or whatever. Excuse me. And so, yeah. Sorry, I don't know where I was going with that at all. So, I just updated my blog. And, one of the songs I reviewed was Spice Girls Holler. I always say holla. Like, it's an A, but I didn't actually end in an ER, to be quite honest with you. Anyway. And I gave the song an 8.9 out of 10, right? Because it's a really good song, but it felt very low in sound. But apparently that's the radio edit. Because I even listened on iTunes to confirm everything. Because it was on a CD that my friend gave me like 1,000 years ago. And so I was like, this is a really good song, but why is it so LQ sounding? And so I went on iTunes. I listened to the album. I listened to the radio version. Okay, I was like, right, okay, this is kind of low in audio, like in the sound. I listened to the album version, and it sounded like it should on a CD. So I was very confused, so I had to edit the review because I gave it a 9.5 out of 10, but the radio edit gets an 8.9 out of 10. It's still a really good song. I really enjoy listening to it. Didn't realize how dirty it was until I listened to the song and watched the music video. I was like, oh, okay, okay. So, yeah. Other than that, it was really good song. So, long story short, I'm trying to keep my blog active. I'm posting, like, 1 to 2 times a week. I actually need to review a bunch of freaking songs, to be honest with you, soon. So, I have, like, 2 more songs. Stars Dance. Actually, just 1 song. Stars Dance. And that's it. I thought I had more than that, but that's a lot. So, yeah. It's such a good song. Such a good song. One of my views got it to 9 impressions, so I'm happy with that. Let's talk about TikTok for a little bit. As you know, people have been on here for a little bit, so I have 8,700 followers. That's crazy. That's actually insane. I'm very happy about that. But the show that I'm doing right now, which is State of Georgia, I personally love the show. I'm on the second episode right now, so it's like day 4 or 5. For the thing for posting, I think. So the views are very staying in the 400, 500. Occasionally someone gets 3,000, 2,000, 1,000. I'm very happy about that. So and I knew this going in. I knew it would happen, but I keep going up in followers, which I'm very happy about. But I expected like a massive decline. But I'm glad it's still going up because Baby Daddy's still bringing like a lot of traffic. So I'm very happy about that. So yeah. So there's that. My other one where I'm doing filters and stuff, I ran out of filters to do. I don't know what to after post anymore. I really don't. And it's kind of driving me bonkers. My Reacts one is actually doing great, to be honest with you. I'm pretty sure some people have me notified because as soon as I post, someone is liking it, which I'm very appreciative of. And so I usually stay at around 200 views, and I usually get about 7 or 8 likes or something like that. Sometimes I don't get any likes. But the point is, I'm not really having issues on there. I'm having issues with the third one right now, and I don't know how to pivot from it. So there's that. Then on Instagram, so I actually missed a day because that's the day I hurt my foot. So I was in the mood. I thought I posted something, but I guess I didn't. So that's on me. And so I posted twice in one day to make up for it. And I might have done that twice, to be honest with you. I'm not sure. honestly, I probably should count the times I've posted because it's February 1st. 2023, just kidding, 2023. So, yeah. And what had happened was, like I said, I hurt my foot. So, anyway, I just want to count those later and make sure, like, I got 31 or 32. It's whatever. So, I was minding my business and, you know how occasionally you get a notification for Instagram or whatever. I don't really pay attention to it that much because I rarely get any likes or anything. I'm just posting it just for me and because I want to set a goal for me, right? So, lo and behold, one of my videos has got over 600 views and over 100 likes. And I'm kind of shocked by that, very shocked by that. I have 10 followers, okay? I don't know how that's happening, but I was like, okay, great. So, I'm literally just, I'm dumbfounded. I've had, like, several videos get, like, I think I had 2 videos get over 8,000 views and stuff like that, which is, again, super freaking cool. But, again, I didn't expect that, so. And, I was like, what's happening here? Because that's crazy. So, anyway, very happy about that. Then, I don't know. Also been a spot of jealousy for a little bit, and I'm not happy with that. I'm really not. And I'm just kind of shooketh that I feel kind of jealous. I mean, I get it, but yeah, it's not great. It's really not. So, anyway, going back to TikTok, I now got like 11 episodes left. So, of the current show, State of Georgia. Then, I don't know what Young and Hungry is going to do because technically it's on an ABC app. So, I don't think they care that much. I mean, I'm not even posting that, you know, I'm doing like maybe like 10 to 15 clips and not all of them are like a minute or whatever. They're mostly like, one's like 15 seconds and one's like, and then some will be like a minute and 5 seconds, but it depends. But usually it's around 30-ish seconds and they're not like high quality. They're like literally on my phone. And it's just, like, the funniest parts of the episode, and I'm sharing where they are. So, if anything, I'm driving traffic towards them. So, anyway, it's fine. It's fine. So, yeah. Today's just, and also it's rainy and gross out. I don't want to deal with it. It's also foggy. Oh, did try driving yesterday. Wasn't great, because I had to drive myself to the doctor. So, and it's literally right at the street. So, yeah. Not driving for a bit. Yeah, it's not good. Sorry, I needed some water. So anyway, I don't know what I'm going to do today. Right now, I'm catching up on Jane the Virgin. Which I know I watched most of season 5. I know I did, but I'm already watching it, and I decided to dive in straight into season 5, which the dumb part of me is like, hey, idiot, you should have been watching, you should have just started all over, but I was like, I'm not doing that. So anyway, also, I watched that 90s show. I don't know if I talked about this or not. I decided to binge watch it all in one day. It was like 10 episodes.
It was fine. It was literally just fine. I feel like the main character girl is a little bland. And I don't mean that to be ugly. That's just kind of how I feel. And I think that's what they were going for. And because her friends that she just hung out with are extra. So I guess it balances out. But it's just really, 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 really weird. But it's a good show. But like when they first started, the girl was like literally watching the girl dance and sing from her window, which is so freaking weird. And they did throw in a bunch of characters in there, which I thought was cool and stuff like that. So I thought that was really neat. So it had Ashton Kutcher. It had the redhead that used to be blonde. And then it had Mila Kunis in it. And then it had Wilmer Von der Rama in it. And that old stoner dude. I don't know his damn name. So, yeah. It was overall a good show. I enjoyed it. But I was just like, oh my god. I remember that like it was yesterday, kinda. So I didn't see, for me, I listened to oldies music, like oldies music. In the early 90s. In the later 90s, that's when I started listening to pop music around 2000, 2001. So if they ever make that 2000 show, then there you go. So I don't know. They based this in 1995, so I don't know if they're going to go for like freaking 5 years or 4 years or whatever. I don't know how they're going to do that. I don't know if it even got picked up. I'm going to be nosy and check. That 90s show. Oh, first thing that popped up. Let's see. I'm so nosy. It's so funny. Laura Prepon. That's who it was. Dun, 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 dun. Reception. They gave it a 75%. Honestly, that's fair. Anyway, that's fine. I don't see anything about season 2 yet. It just came out, so. But apparently 41 million hours have been watched so far, which is really good. So yeah. Another show that finished was Fruits Basket. Such a good show. It got very confusing towards, like, the second and third season a little bit. Just because everyone started doing their backstory and stuff. And I was like, this is confusing AF. But I really enjoyed it. And, yeah, sorry. I'm looking at other shows I kind of want to watch right now. Which, honestly, I should be focused on this, but I'm not. Welcome to my brain. It's very freaking stupid. I did hear Goldberg's might get canceled. I haven't seen that like in 2 years. So when we got a new cable box, I just forgot to put it on there. And I haven't been watching TV like I should on the actual cable box. So yeah, there's that. And then I'm also watching Dynasty. And then I'm watching Jane the Virgin, like I already said. What else am I watching? I'm watching Home Economics, which I heard that also might get canceled. I'm kind of sad about that one, but also very not surprised, too, if I'm being quite honest with you. There's also, I'm watching The Conners, Abbott Elementary, which I got renewed for season 3. Good for them. That's a funny-ass show. I highly suggest you watch that. I love that show. What else am I currently watching? I've heard y'all of the DC stuff right now, which is sad. Might still try to catch up on that. I should record some actual videos for that for my YouTube channel. Since I can't do anything. Can't drive, really. Can't go anywhere unless someone drives me. So, love that for me. Anyway, hang on. Sorry, I'm back. So, I was also talking about books for a second, just because I just happened to see the book I'm currently reading right by me. I'm reading Spare by Prince Harry. I'm only 42 pages in. So far, it's a good book. Slightly, let's not. I don't know how to word it. It's an interesting book, I'll put it that way, but I just like it's the pacing is weird. It's almost like the same type of style in terms of like chapters, quote unquote, because I'm pretty sure, let's see. I don't know how they do it. I guess there's different subsections of the books because, the chapters, go 1 through 10 or whatever. So I guess each one's like over a, different period of life. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So this is like, okay. So I'm in part one. But like, how many, like, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So it's like, chapters and in terms of like 86 in one part. So the way I look at it is like the oh my God, the Maze Runner series, especially the last couple books, it has like chapters that are like 2 pages to like 8 pages or something like that. So it's in that type of pacing, I guess. I'm used to chapters are like 12 to like, I don't know, like 30 pages. It depends on the book I'm reading. So it's just very interesting dynamic. So anyway, it's very interesting so far. So and I'm not comparing, I'm just comparing the chapter and the lengths, not the actual like content, obviously. Actually, The Maze Cutter was actually a pretty good book, honestly. I think I get like a 7.5 out of 10 or something. I don't know. I posted that on Instagram. That got like hella views too. Kind of shook by it, if I'm honest. But there you go. So anyway, I'm reading that. So I guess I'll start my reading era again, part two. Since I can't really do anything because I go, there's only so much TV I can watch, to be honest, before I get like a nasty ass headache and I just need to decompress. So I might read this book some more. So also, I didn't know he was narrating the audiobook of himself, Prince Harry was. I had no idea he was doing that. But I saw that on TikTok a few days ago. I was like, that's so cool that he's actually narrating his own book. Some people don't do that. A lot of people don't do that, if I'm being quite honest with you. So, yeah. What else is going on? Sorry if you hear that. I'm literally just being bored. When I do feel better, I need to come my computer in, the new one that I bought like almost 2 years ago. Because I had to keep putting in stupid stuff to log in. I'm over it. So I just need to take it in for a couple things. And it, no, I'm not getting a new laptop. So, oh, I did get some money today. So that's hooray for that. thank you, Uber. Thank you. Nah, just kidding. I helped a couple friends out and they Venmo me today. So. Yay. Let's clean down my taxes, shall we? Oh, I didn't. My brain just went get doing something. Let's check my crypto. Actually, my crypto went up for a little bit and then went, ah, bitch, I don't think so. I'm being dead serious. It went to like 500 and like some change. And I think it fell a lot. Yeah, it fell to 487. I should have just pulled out. I think it went up to like 515 or something. No, 504. That's a, I think it won't crash as bad. It was like, it did get up to 490 this morning, so I'm hoping it'll continue to go up, because it's like, I can't. I'm thinking about cashing that out when it gets like 500 something. So, yeah, it is what it is. It's whatever, honestly. I didn't buy any crypto this year, except for like the rewards thing, which it was like $28. So, yeah. And then I have a stock that's like at $50, which I never used or cashed out or anything like that. So yeah, there's that. Well, actually, let me check on that. While I'm thinking about it. Yeah. Stock keeps dropping. I'm just like, whatever. Oh, I did have Bitcoin in here too. So, if you love that. Do they have anything for taxes or anything? Because, like, bruh. Documents. Tax return. Oh, I don't want to. So stupid. Oh, it's downloading. We love that for me. Whatever. Oh, jeez. Sorry, I'm just looking at stuff. I mean, it's just so dumb. So dumb. So, yeah, sorry, looking at that stuff, it's not even, I got, like, $50 in stocks and, like, almost $7 in Bitcoin, and, the rest are, like, food stuff that people send me to get them food. That's it. So, that's literally it. So, yeah, it's whatever. But I don't cash anything out, don't do anything, so I feel like I should be fine with that. I'm still going to ask about it, so. It is what it is. yeah. What else is happening? Debate if I want to go ahead and do taxes or just wait until March to do that, because, you know, I actually would like to work to actually pay for them taxes. I'm just saying. But I'm saying. So, yeah. Oh, jeez. I'm so tired. It's not even funny. Like, I don't even sleep that well because I keep tossing and turning because, you know, I'm trying to have my foot elevated even while I'm sleeping. That's why my swelling has gone down so much. And I was wearing compression socks. So I had to take the partial day off yesterday doing that, and I haven't even had it on today, so I might go back to putting a compression sock on today if I can find one. That's the weird thing, I can't find a bunch of my compression socks. It's so weird. I feel like it's all in a little pile somewhere that I can't find in my mountain of clothes. Then I made someone organized, and then I started to freak out because I'm so disorganized that I didn't stare at my room and I'm doing nothing. So, yeah. It's great. So, I might just screw around and do nothing today. And I'm just feeling stuff today. So, anyway, But I'm gonna try not to complain as much, even though I really want to. So I'm gonna go. I hope y'all have a great day, evening, or night whenever you're listening to this. And I'll be fine. Trust me, I'll be fine. So check back on the next podcast whenever I post, because who knows? Bye.